gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. I appreciate it very much. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be joined by William Jeans, one of my favorite guests of all time. I mean, he is going to be talking about a gamut of things. We're going to be talking about how the automotive media has evolved over the last few years. We'll also get his take on some of the recent stories making headlines in the world of automobiles. We'll also throw out a trivia question or two, but we're going to begin the hour with a look at the world of motorsports. Let's find out what's been happening this weekend with our news editor, Jeff Bressler. Jeff, what's been going on?
Hey, Bob. Fairly busy weekend. Tony Stewart used a fast final pit stop to grab a much-needed victory just about less than an hour ago at the mile-and-a-half Kansas Speedway. It was Stewart's first victory in eight races and put him back into title contention after a tough start to the chase for the Sprint Cup Championship. Stewart's fourth win of the season helped him gain one spot in the standings to fourth and cut his deficit in the standings to just 67 points. Point leader Mark Martin finished seventh to retain the top spot. Jeff Gordon was second in this race, followed by Greg Biffle, Juan Pablo Montoya, and Denny Hamlin. David Ruderman was eighth, but championship contenders Jimmy Johnson, Carl Edwards, and Kurt Busch took the next three positions as chase drivers grabbed 10 of the 11 spots. So going into next week in Fontana, California, very close this season in the chase for the championship, Mark Martin, the point leader, followed by Jimmy Johnson, Juan Montoya, Tony Stewart, Kurt Busch, Denny Hamlin, Jeff Gordon, Greg Biffle, Ryan Newman, Carl Edwards, Casey Kane, and Brian Vickers. Apparently, Joey Logano is none worse for the wear. 6 days after tumbling down the banking in a spectacular Sprint Cup wreck at Dover last week, Joey Logano found his way to a far more friendly environment, that being Victory Lane at the Kansas Speedway yesterday. 19-year-old Logano surged past Joe Gibbs Racing teammate Kyle Busch to the outside as their Toyotas raced to the finish line. Logano pulled away to win the race by a little more than a half a second. And Sebastian Vettel kept his and Red Bull's F1 title hopes alive by winning the Japanese Grand Prix from the pole earlier today in Japan. This has been Jeff Bressler for the Speed Racing Radio Auto World Motorsport Update.
What's new in the realm of all things Texaco? I know you're working with those folks on some side projects.
Oh, yeah, busy working with Texaco. What I'm doing now is on my website, www.roadswing.us, posting a lot about the rich history of Texaco. And, gee, Bob, I'm learning so much about the American oil industry dating back to the early 1900s, not just Texaco, but how the oil industry evolved. Very interesting to start learning about some of the brands we knew about when we were kids and how they thrived and eventually lost popularity. City Service and Sinclair and Flying A, and it's just bringing back a lot of memories.
Oh, I remember that Sinclair. They used to give out these little dinosaurs. I remember that as a kid, yeah. Do you have any of those Texaco jingles up on your website?
Oh, yeah, we have three or four versions of the Texaco jingle and the old Texaco Star Theater. Texaco guys with Milton Berle from 1951 with Regis Philbin as one of the Texaco guys from
You're
back then.
You're kidding. Wow.
No. Now, if you go on the website, roadswing.us, and look back at the old Milton Berle Texaco thing, you see Regis Philbin on the left.
Wow, he's come a long way. Excellent. Thanks so much, Jeff. I'll talk with you next week.
All right, Bob.
We move from, boy, I can't believe that. Regis Philbin is one of the Texaco guys there back in the 1950s. We move from that to one of my favorite guests. He is an esteemed automotive journalist. He's the former editor-in-chief at Car and Driver magazine, former publisher of both Car and Driver and Road and Track. He's a noted author, and he's also been an entrepreneur starting a number of automotive publications, and he's always, as I say, one of my favorites. William Jeans, welcome back to the show.
Well, I'm pleased to be here. Bob, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much, my friend. Before we talk about how the car magazine has certainly been changed by the Internet, I just wanted to get your take on the latest news, and that's to do with Roger Penske evidently backing out of the Saturn deal. This one catches me by surprise.
Well, let me tell you how much it caught me on surprise. On Tuesday at noon, I delivered a speech to the Mississippi Automotive Manufacturers Association, in which I said what a great idea it was for Penske to be taking over Saturn, and how I didn't think it was really a good idea for General Motors because they were going to create a competitive network of really good dealers to sell low-priced cars against Chevrolet. And then I get up the next morning and the whole thing is folded like a cheap suitcase.
That's today's automotive world. And another one that's kind of interesting that I was reading about today, and that's that, you know, Chrysler's kind of partnership a little bit with Daimler, of course, strained to say the least, but the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee is basically using the architecture of the Mercedes ML, and I guess there have been a number of lawsuits in recent months between these two companies about parts, and now they're saying that the future of this Jeep Grand Cherokee may be in jeopardy unless the folks at Daimler cooperate and give the necessary parts over to Chrysler so they can build the thing.
Well, if you've created a new product based on a set of architecture from another company, or in this case a closely related company, and if something goes wrong, it'll stop it dead in its tracks. It's difficult to understand, I think, for the average citizen, what's under a car or an SUV in this case. It's not a set of things that were there and that you've just improved on. When you do an all-new model, there are massive changes. And it's very difficult to undo three years' work, let's say, assuming they were doing their work really efficiently. It's very difficult to undo 3 years' work and very quickly replace it with something else. In fact, it can't be done.
Yeah, this one's
so I don't know. I don't know what is going to happen, but apparently it was serious enough that Chrysler has in fact filed suit against Daimler.
Yeah. And of course, you know, it's the same thing can be said about the platform of the Chrysler 300 and the Charger and the Challenger.
Oh, for sure. Any vehicles that's got in the case of the Cherokee, I think one of the things at stake are transmissions and torque converters and steering columns and things like that. That just just stops it in its tracks.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
And speaking of stopping it in its tracks, boy, you know, there's that old phrase that when the automotive industry catches a cold, the automotive media gets pneumonia, and that certainly has been the truth here in recent months. All of the automotive publications have been hurt by this lack of sales and the financial turmoil, especially in Detroit. I know for a fact my other job there with Motor Trend as host of their radio program that, you know, GM and Chrysler defaulted on millions of dollars worth of print ads.
Yeah, and it's just, first of all, it's unconscionable that, I think the automotive media should be treated like any other supplier, but in the case of GM, unfortunately, that's the way they treated all of their other suppliers as well. Those are tough blows to sustain. Now, in the old days, if you had a sudden $20 million shortfall, you could live through it because the magazines were making a great deal of money, let's say, 20 years ago.
Yeah, I want to talk to you a lot more about this on the other side, William. We're up against a break, and we're going to talk about how the car magazine has changed, especially with the introduction of the Internet. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Oh, a cute little convertible.
Yeah, it's a classic.
Red's my favorite color.
Oh, mine too.
I dream of riding in a car like this.
Okay, well, hop in.
Oh! I don't believe it.
What?
Don't you have Stabil when you store?
Well, no.
You know Stabil keeps gas from breaking down and gumming up your engine?
Yeah, I do.
Don't you know it also protects against the damaging effects of ethanol?
Ethanol, well,
don't you know anything? Ooh! When you store and when you fill up, start with Stabil.
When you buy it, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive it, there is Hagerty Insurance. When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration, there is Hagerty Roadside Assistance. When you sell it, then buy another, there is Hagerty Finance. When you drive
it. The circle of life. Brought to you by Hagerty. Car guys, ride with us. 866-922-4050 or Hagerty.com.
When you curse it, kick it, and slam the hood in frustration.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold, hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're live across North America. Don't forget to check out our website. You can listen there, GCNlive.com. Also in this hour, we're on Cable Radio Network, Channel 6. My name is Bob Long, along with William Jeans, former editor-in-chief at Car and Driver, former publisher of both Car and Driver and Road and Track magazine. And we were talking just a moment ago before the break about the fact that a lot of the car companies have kind of left the Auto Magazine's holding the bag for a lot of advertising dollars. And, William, you were making the point that if this had happened 20 years ago, there would be some buffer time. There would be a way for the car magazines to recover.
You wouldn't have liked it, but it would have been sustainable. And even today it's sustainable. I don't think any of them are going to go out of business because of the bad debts of the Detroit two bankruptcy cases. But it's very difficult, and because of the internet, the page rates that the magazines are able to charge advertisers have diminished greatly over the past 10 years, let's say.
Absolutely. Let's, you know, go back in time and just stop and think, you know, before the advent of all the free automotive content that's out there on many websites, as well as, you know, all the major car magazines, Car and Driver, Road and Track, Automobile, Auto Week, Motor Trend, all have websites as well. I mean, to have a print ad in one of these premier automotive magazines used to be a real significant advertising investment.
Well, it absolutely was. I mean, I can't remember. And, of course, it varied from advertiser to advertiser with the size of the contract and the commitment to a number of pages. But I know at one time at Car and Driver, I can remember, and at the time we were neck and neck, I would say, with Motor Trend and slightly ahead in terms of circulation size. A one-time page rate in there was $68,000. To adjust that for inflation, it would be probably closer to $100,000. And now I would venture to say if they get 30, they're happy, you know, happy little clams.
It is so true, and we're seeing it across the board.
What hurts one hurts all of them in the world of special interest publishing.
And then when you look at, you know, I hate to say it, but I mean, I think there's a place for blogs. I think it's a wonderful avenue for the general public to communicate with credible journalists. But you know, I think there are
some not so credible.
Yeah, and honestly, I think there are a lot of folks out there who are not journalists. They don't have the schooling, they don't have the training, they don't have the experience, and now all of a sudden they're an automotive expert. And I just don't happen to think it's fair. But of course, life isn't fair.
Well, the old story: who said life was fair? The bloggers. There are some who are pretty good in terms of writing ability and who can be entertaining to read. And depending on the area they choose to concentrate on, can sometimes be very knowledgeable and very useful. But when you go to a blogger for advice on what kind of a car to purchase, mostly what you're going to get is personal opinion. Personal opinion is worth something. If everybody out there says this car is a piece of junk, well, okay, but you can go to the magazines that spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on testing equipment and on testing itself and on driving a broad spectrum of cars, and you will get expert opinion. The thing that has killed but seriously damaged the car magazines on the internet are the sites such as Edmunds.com and Kelley Blue Book, KBB.com, and here's why. The reason we were able to charge so much money for pages in the old days was because we were the primary source of information for the person in the market for a new car.
Yeah. You know,
that's what the whole business is about. If you're not selling new cars, nothing happens, as we've recently seen. As time has gone on and more people have become computer literate, where we used to be, let's say, 80% of the pie chart for new car buyers, I would say print magazines are probably closer to 25%, if that.
Yeah. I know. It is so true.
Well,
And it's not only affected the magazines, but it's also affected the automotive journalists as well. I mean, there was a time if you were an experienced automotive journalist and you wanted to be a freelance writer for numerous publications, you were paid a reasonable amount per word or per article, but now that has been diluted tremendously as well, William.
Yeah, it has. And of course, in the hard world of the automotive magazine business, the first guys that get hit upside the head with a 2x4 are the editorial staffs, and which is by and large 10% of the total expense of getting a magazine out every month. It's not where they should look. If they spent that same effort trying to sell more advertising, I think they'd be better served. But what you say is absolutely correct. Where you wouldn't have gotten wealthy working as a freelancer unless you had outlets in multiple countries, let's say, because the competition among the magazines here preclude a freelancer writing for two magazines. At the top level of the automotive magazine world. But it has definitely hurt. A lot of them, I don't think, are even buying any freelance material. And if they are, they certainly can't, like I know we used to do, guarantee certain freelancers a number of stories each year or put them on a smaller retainer.
Mm-hmm.
I think all that's pretty well gone.
Absolutely. And when you look at, as you say, the editorial staffs as well, a lot of the staffs have been cut to the bone. And, I can draw a parallel to what has happened also in the newspaper world and in the broadcasting world. There are a lot of people in charge of some of these publications, and I'll even name my own Motor Trend magazine, Automobile Magazine, is now run by people who are non-journalists, they're non-publishing people, they're bean counters, and they don't understand the business. I mean, I'll tell you an inside story here that the owners of Motor Trend came to the editorial, one of the head editorial people, and said, "Why are you people using so much gas?" I mean, and the answer was, "Because we test cars."
that is a classic. I hadn't heard that before, but I intend to steal that from you and use it.
We'll be back with William James after these messages. This is Auto World.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Thank you very much for joining us here. We're live all across North America. Don't be a stranger. Call in at 800-259-9231. If you'd like to talk to William Jeans, former editor-in-chief at Car and Driver, publisher of both Car and Driver and Road and Track magazine, author, esteemed automotive journalist, one of my favorite guests of all time, and we'll throw out a trivia question. We'll make it a rather difficult one. Car and Driver magazine wasn't always called Car and Driver. Before it was called Car and Driver, it was called something else, and it began with the word sports. So let's throw that one out there for them, William. 800-259-9231 or bob@autowarradio.com. Whoever can answer that question about the magazine that became Car and Driver, what are we going to give them? We're going to give them a prize from the Busted Knuckle Garage. We're going to put them in the running for a really cool prize valued at about $100. So it is worth your time to give us a call at 800-259-9231. William, let's talk a little bit more about how the Internet has changed the automotive media. Where do you see it going? I mean, all the majors, you know, I consider the big ones, of course, the Car and Driver, Road and Track, Automobile, Motor Trend, and Auto Week in recent times seems to be doing something. They seem to be doing some good things. So, you know, those are the big players. I mean, they all have websites. Nobody's charging for these websites. Do you think we're ever going to see a day when there'll be a fee, or are Americans now accustomed to getting all this information for free and they're going to expect it from forever?
Well, if I knew the answer to that and or how to change it, I could make us both billionaires within
good.
A year.
Keep thinking.
But when you know, in the bigger picture, if you look at the the general world of information and what's happening to the daily newspapers. And the problem is they just can't keep up. It's pretty simple to understand with the newspapers. Everybody, I mean, I see items in my local paper, and I'll say, God, that was weeks ago. Well, it wasn't weeks ago, but it would have been, you know, as long as 36 hours ago.
Yeah.
And in today's world, that's just, it's not acceptable.
Yeah.
In the case of the car magazines and their websites, in most cases that I've heard about, and I should say to the listeners out there, I am no longer involved in any of the magazines. The websites don't have much to do with the printed staff and vice versa. One of the things that has to happen is you have to integrate that, and at least you can get some economies of scale by not needing, as you know, two staffs, or you know, a government and a shadow government, so to speak, and the two need to work together. The idea of, as we did when I was a car and driver, we would do 200 road tests a year, and not in the magazine terminology, a full road test was several pages, but we would cover and we would test that many cars or more each year, and put the results in the magazine. You can do the same thing, of course, on the website. But again, if everybody is going to the web, the internet for their information, you have to ask yourself, why are you still putting it in print?
Yeah.
So my own feeling would be to, you know, are you familiar with a magazine called Rodder's Journal?
I sure am. Yeah,
it's a hot rod magazine. Yep. Very nicely produced, you know, good paper, fine photography, all of that. Interesting pieces, but to a narrow audience. And I think magazines like Motor Trend and Car and Driver are going to have to refocus the print editions on enthusiasts. Forget about the new car buyer for all intents and purposes. And I remember when David E. Davis Jr. started Automobile Magazine, they had because I worked with them, had a motto that said, no boring cars.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that lasted until the first Hyundai advertising schedule, so there they were. It was a trap. You had to cover the entire market if you were going to be a player. And today, that's not really true. You can do that on your website. And in the case of Car and Driver, go back to one of the things that made its bones, which was really good features and humor and things like that, and comment on that and on the type of cars that people who enjoyed, you know, that spirit of automotive enthusiasm would like. I think that's a way it may, you know, it might work. You know, would it work? I can't say.
That's a really good point, William. I mean, it shocks me that, you know, it used to be that the feature articles in the print magazine would lag behind their posting online. You'd have to buy the print first, and then eventually it would be online, maybe a week later or days later, but it would originate in the print edition. But now I can tell you on the Motor Trend side of the fence, all the stories go online first before they're even in the magazine. And to me, I don't understand it.
I think that's acknowledging reality. Yep. If you don't do it, somebody else is going to.
Yeah.
And particularly in the case of breaking news, now there you do it. You've got 100 bloggers out there and some very straight-ahead professional websites like Edmunds and Kelley Blue Book that I mentioned a minute ago that are on top of the whole thing. You know, I told someone the other day, they said, how many auto shows have you gone to? And I said, well, almost none in recent years. I said, I can sit in my very pleasant office and look at my big screen computer and learn everything that's happened within 35 or 40 seconds of the press conferences.
Yep, not to mention
the ones that are streamed. So, you know, why should I get on a train and go to Chicago?
Yep, absolutely true. And it just seems like, you know, just so many things have changed in a relatively short span of time here with the car magazines in particular, with the web, you know, kind of domination and the videos, the amount of money that's spent on videos, and they're having a hard time monetizing it. I can tell you that. I mean, a lot of the car magazines, Car Driver does a great job, Motor Trend does a great job. They have these video crews. They go out and shoot them. Motor Trend has got a video channel on YouTube, but it's hard to justify the expense, you know. And
a lot of good, thoughtful writers who have done some awfully good work find themselves being turned into average TV commentators. And I'm reminded of the little monkey toy that's plays the drums and the cymbals and everything all at once. And it's very difficult to be a first-class professional in multiple fields. Now, we may be getting to a point where you say, well, hell, okay, it's difficult, but you're going to have to do it. Well, and people are capable of amazing accomplishments, as we all know. But it's I can remember from the old days at Car and Driver, we were very much opposed to the concept of the photojournalist.
Yeah.
We said we want a first-class writer and we want a first-class photographer to go and do this piece. Yeah, were we right? Well, it worked for us. Are there permutations of the photojournalist that work just fine? Of course there are. There are the writer-photographers. There are good ones. But you see the greater point, I think.
Oh, definitely. More with William Jeans when we come back on the other side. Again, we got the question out there about the origins of Car and Driver. It started out as another magazine. It was called Sports Car What? This is Auto World.
Well, I saw a product sign, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again. Well, I'm so tired of crying, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road.
Is your budget being blown away by high gas prices? The revolutionary Tornado Air device harnesses the power of the wind so that your vehicle will go further on a tank of gas. Tornado creates a swirling effect in the engine's combustion chamber that results in a better mix of air and fuel so that you'll have more power and more mileage. Tornado fits most cars, comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, and is easy to install. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to your local Pep Boys, AutoZone, Napa, Checker, Shucks, and Kragen, or other fine stores to buy your gas-saving Tornado today.
For quality automotive accessories, count on California Car Cover Company. California Car Cover Company offers the world's largest selection of quality car covers for any vehicle built since 1900. With unique one-of-a-kind gift ideas, detailing products, truck and SUV performance products, clothing, and memorabilia, California Car Cover Company has it all. Call today 1-800-423-5525 for a free catalog or visit calcarcover.com.
When it comes to emergency preparedness, you know it's the responsible thing to do for you and your family. You also know that preparedness, though a necessity, can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Unfortunately, in these tough economic times, most cannot get ready for emergency situations. For many, preparedness has been placed on the back burner. This year has been tough for everyone, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't have any less of a chance in a crisis. That's why Ready Reserve is offering wholesale pricing to the public. When you're ready, give us a call, and we'll work with your budget and family size to help you grow your preparedness needs. The worst thing you can do is nothing. Ready Reserve Foods is here to help you make that first affordable step. Call Ready Reserve now and ask for a free catalog. Call 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, 1-800-453-2202. Making preparedness simple since 1972.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about Graf Undersafes, the makers of the highest quality safes and vault doors available on the market today. Graf Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security. At Graf Undersafes, security is their sole purpose. Go to GrafUndersafes.com today to see their entire line of amazing products available, or call 866-456-7255. except 1801. Graf Undersafes are fire and burglary resistant and have a lifetime warranty. They have established an unequal reputation of quality for supplying their safes and vault doors to residential customers, commercial markets, and the jewelry industry alike. Protect the things you care about most. Go to GrafUndersafes.com. That's GRAFFUNDER safes.com. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today. Or call 866-457-1801. That's 866-457-1801.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Welcome back, everybody. Speaking of Jay Leno, have you seen his new show? Do you like it? Do you like that car racing segment? My wife doesn't like it, I can tell you that. Do you like it? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We're chatting with William Jeans from Car and Driver, where he was the editor-in-chief, and also publisher in Road and Track, where he was the publisher, noted author of a wonderful book called Branding Iron, and has worked with many other automotive publications. We're talking about the automotive media, in particular how the Internet has affected car magazines. And, William, another thing that just bothers me about magazines in general these days is, you know, you go into a store and you pick up Time, and it's like paper thin. And to me, you know, it's such a staple of Americana. And also the fact that so many younger people just don't read magazines. I can tell you, I was on a Motor Trend event where we were testing a lot of high performance cars, and I was driving briefly that Nissan supercar, the GTR, and I had this young man just chasing me, and finally got back into the hotel parking lot, and he said, "Can I take pictures?" And I said, "Sure." And he said, "Are you with a car club?" And I said, "No, I'm the radio host for Motor Trend." And this guy was like 17, 18 years old, and I could tell he had never heard of it. And to me, it was like, whoa, scary.
But, yeah, with either Motor Trend, Car and Driver, or Road and Track, you would think people would, if the guy had even a vague interest in cars, you would think he would have heard of them. But that honestly does not surprise me.
Yeah, I just...
They did not grow up reading magazines.
I know, and hence they don't have... You know, the heroes like I have, yourself and David E. and Gene Jennings and, you know, all the other great writers that I grew up reading and wanting to be like. And it's a shame because, I don't know, there's nothing like, the Internet is great, but to me there's nothing like having something in your hand, a real magazine.
Well, I have always felt that way. But again, I grew up what was a newspaper and a magazine culture, and so it's very natural to me. And I know, it was 4 years ago, I had the chance to teach at Northwestern for a quarter, and I had a class of about 17 youngsters, and they were there to learn about magazine writing or nonfiction writing, and so they had an interest in the field, but their day-to-day activities were conducted on the Internet.
Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see where this goes. And again, you know, any business, whether it's radio, whether it's television, whether it's online, whether it's traditional print, you always have this delicate balance between editorial and advertising. And being a gentleman who has been both an editor-in-chief and a publisher, you more than anyone else can perhaps, you know, describe that delicate balance that has to be maintained and achieved.
If you want to maintain that balance, you can. If you want to sell out to the advertising interest and under what we used to call the old buy an ad, get an article system that a lot of smaller magazines did, you can do that. But if you tell the truth accurately, if you don't make jokes about people's products in those instances where you don't like them, where you find them inferior to the products of other companies, remember, and in the car business, there are about 40 car companies. So when you stop and think about it, if you favor one at the expense of the other 39, there is the road to hell if you'll ever experience it. So what you try to do is remain fair and even-handed, and it can work. And I made it work, and I think there are probably people even in the harsh climate today who make it work.
Do you envision a time, like you say, where the car and drivers, the Motor Trends of the world, do go back to the core automotive enthusiast and leave, like you said earlier, the car buying stuff to the Edmunds.com, the KBB.com? Is that going to be the way that this is going to work, William?
If I were running one of them, I think that's what I would try. I know that's what I would try. And it's interesting what you just said, leave it to the Edmunds and the KBBs, because what they do, I mean, Edmunds has got platoons of people working out there. This is not four guys in a room in Los Angeles somewhere. This is a major league company.
And a privately owned company, too.
Yeah, and unless and until you're going to step up to the plate and either cut a deal with one of these guys to do the kind of information, see, the things that we could never offer, the invoice price, the applicable, immediately applicable manufacturer rebates, all of that kind of thing. It takes a great many people to keep an accurate site that can deliver that information. So it's going to be very difficult. So if you have, as a car magazine, if you have a functioning news part, and if you have links to these others on the web, that might do it for you and turn the magazine into something quality that you can sell ads against. Mm-hmm. And have it go to a narrow, very qualified and focused audience. I think it's possible. Now, you're not going to make the kind of money that you at Car and Driver, we used to have revenue of $100 million.
Yep.
You're not going to have revenue of $100 million. And the old story, just get over it because it's gone and it ain't coming back.
Yep. And the same thing happened with the Peterson Publishing Empire, too.
Exactly. No, what happened to one happened to all of them. Yeah.
Yep.
It's not a, yeah, no.
And now you've got new owners in place on many of these entities, and they bought it at a high price, and they thought it was going to be a cash cow, but it isn't. You're right. I agree with you wholeheartedly. But it's going to be a very interesting thing to watch unfold over the next few years. I'm not a big fan of this Twitter business either. I mean, a lot of people are into that, but I don't know. It seems to me you have to have a credible source for your information. I've been to some press conferences in, let's say, at the New York Auto Show, and people are twittering away, but unless, in my opinion, it's going to a quality website like a motortrend.com or a carandriver.com, who's going to find Joe Blow's Twitter, and what difference does it make?
Well, there are times when I fall back on my love for the English language and just say, I refuse to take seriously anything named Twitter.
I love that, William. I'm going to use that, so I'm going to steal that one from you.
Okay, fair enough.
So what are you up to these days, my friend? Doing a little bit of writing here and there?
Well, I am newly signed on as an editor-at-large for America Online.
Wonderful.
Speaking of the web.
Working with my buddy Riley O'Brien.
Working with Riley Brennan, Brennan. who just took a short leave to get married, by the way.
Oh, and, very good.
I enjoyed it. I think I've done about three pieces so far, and they let me write about things I'm interested in, and I don't have to go to 36-hour product introduction. So I'm enjoying.
Very good. Well, give my best to Riley, and we always enjoy having you here on Auto World, so we're going to get you back with us real soon. And Branding Iron, I know you said that there's still some copies out there. You definitely look on eBay. Is that still the best place?
I think probably so.
Yeah, I tell you, that is a wonderful book, and so many of the predictions that you
made. We're talking about reissuing it, but I don't know if we're going to, because it'll have to be updated, of course, to take into consideration things that have happened.
But you and Charlie Hughes did a wonderful job with that book, and it's just testimony.
We were right on a bunch of things.
You certainly were. Now, what's going to be the next surprise? Penske pulled a surprise on both of us. What's going to be the next one, William?
Goodness knows. Maybe my hair will grow back.
Very good. William, thank you so much for your time here tonight.
Always a pleasure, Bob.
All right. We'll get you back with us real soon. That's going to do it for this hour of Auto World. If you can hang with us, if you're leaving us, number one, we'll see you next time around. If you can hang with us into hour number three on many of these Auto World affiliate stations like KXEL in Iowa, we're going to have Mark Evans. He's our repair guy. He's getting his tools ready as we speak. But for now, I will say adieu. I'm Bob Long.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.